AG Pam Bondi tells Minnesota Democrats, accountability is coming. By Neil Monroe on January 24, 2026. Accountability is coming to Minnesota. Attorney General Pam Bondi declared as Democrats try to shift public attention away from large-scale government fraud and towards the chaos they have created in Minneapolis. The promise comes after an ICE officer shot a person dead during a Saturday street scuffle while Democrat-allied activists were trying to disrupt a federal law enforcement action. The shooting prompted Democrats to escalate their claims of murder by ICE and their demands that ICE leave the city amid the expanding federal investigation into what many Republicans say is statewide, migrant-enabled, Democratic-backed taxpayer fraud. That media-magnified Democrat escalation comes just a few days after President Donald Trump used a January 20 White House press conference to de-escalate the fight. The tension spiked when an ICE officer shot a woman who was using her car to interfere with an arrest. Trump said, "Sometimes ICE is going to be too rough with somebody. Or, you know, they're dealing with rough people, they're going to make a mistake. Sometimes it can happen. I felt horribly when I was told that the young woman who had a tragedy. It's a tragedy. It's a horrible thing. Everybody would say the same thing." On Saturday, amid organized street harassment of ICE, Bondi wrote on X, "The full weight of federal law enforcement is engaged in Minnesota and this Department of Justice is advancing action on every front. Governor Tim Walz, State Attorney General Keith Ellison and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have acknowledged receipt of federal grand jury subpoenas from this DOJ. We have arrested multiple individuals in the city's church attack and will continue to fight for our religious organizations. Today we arrested a man who violently assaulted an HSI agent. More arrests are coming. Meanwhile, our attorneys are relentlessly fighting to defeat the unprecedented judicial activism unfolding in Minnesota." Her deputy, Todd Blanche, declared, "A federal investigation is ongoing, but make no mistake, this avoidable tragedy is a result of the total failure of Minnesota's city and state officials who have resisted federal law enforcement and created this escalation. Federal officers are tasked with the difficult jobs of removing criminal illegal aliens from American communities. State and local politicians, and police, should be helping, not hindering, this effort. The Department of Justice will continue to hold those breaking federal law accountable, including those who harass and violently attack law enforcement in the name of protest." Vice President Vance declared, "When I visited Minnesota, on Thursday, January 23, what the ICE agents wanted more than anything was to work with local law enforcement so that situations on the ground didn't get out of hand. The local leadership in Minnesota has so far refused to answer those requests." Other Republicans emphasized law and order amid the Democrat-protected, Antifa-directed chaos and provocations. "The left is playing a very dangerous game by encouraging armed confrontations with police," said Bill Esaley, a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney. "My advice stands, if you value your life, do not aggressively approach law enforcement while armed. If they reasonably perceive a threat and you fail to immediately disarm, they are legally permitted to use deadly force." Top Democrats are creating chaos to hide their corruption, Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem declared. "These are the individuals that were in charge when Minneapolis burned in 2020. They facilitated it, they encouraged it, and they saw the destruction, and we all watched it, the destruction of that city back then. It doesn't have to happen again. It appears that they're following the same playbook, and the reason that they're doing it is to distract from the corruption that they have facilitated in fraud and theft from the American taxpayers," she said. "Since we have been there, we have arrested thousands of individuals that have criminal convictions and are in this country illegally, and gotten them off the streets of Minneapolis. The two things that we've asked the mayor and the governor for is that they would partner with us, and before they let somebody dangerous out of their jails, that they would let us know so we can deport them out of our country. I do not know why they continue to choose the side of lawbreakers, criminals, murderers, and rapists over the citizens of Minneapolis." Meanwhile, Trump's deputies are investigating the huge scale of Democrat-backed taxpayer fraud in the city.